Welcome to Cannabis Elevated, a podcast offering insight into the evolving cannabis industry directly from the industry leaders. Today's episode shows how cannabis is helping Canadian communities thrive. David Sharp, the CEO of Bridging Finance, and Rishi Gautam, the executive chairman of M. Hardeen and chairman and CEO of GrowForce, talk us through their achievements and plans for economic development across Canada.
Welcome to Cannabis Elevated. This is Rishi Gautam, executive chair of M. Hardeen, chairman and CEO of GrowForce. Have the pleasure of having a distinguished guest in our Toronto office here, David Sharp. David is the CEO of Bridging Finance. We're going to be talking today about Bridging as a company, our joint efforts in the Indigenous communities throughout Canada, and how we see the future together and developing a massive number of projects and economic development for the country. So, David, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
Tell us about Bridging.
So Bridging Finance is a portfolio manager based in Toronto, Canada. Started 6 years ago, and we do private debt, which is asset-based lending and factoring. Started off as a family office for a prominent Canadian family and then built from there. Today, Bridging Finance is the largest private debt provider in Canada. Proud to say that, with over $1 billion under management.
And talk about First Nations, Indigenous communities. What is your passion? What is your passion for economic development in the country?
I love private debt. Private debt is it's a tough sector. We've done well by it. When you look at our five-year number coming up in November, it'd be about 8.5% net to investors. So it's really a yield play and is being adopted by the Canadian banks and the Canadian dealers quite extensively. With my background, I am First Nations. I'm a Mohawk from Tyendinaga, the Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte, about 2.5 hours east of Toronto. And looking at infrastructure in this country, in Canada, as it relates to First Nations peoples, I thought it was incumbent, you know, based on my background and being the CEO of Bridging Finance, that we start doing First Nations infrastructure funding. And so that's what we did. And I have to say, we're 32 people at Bridging. And at the time, I was the only First Nations person within the company. And to go to my staff and our leaders to say that we're going to do First Nations financing was a stretch for us, like many Bay Street corporations and Wall Street corporations. But with education, sitting around and talking about these issues, came to realize, and when you look at, for instance, some of the banks here in Canada, they have very robust, well-performing First Nations portfolios, debt portfolios. So we gained the experience, and at any given time, we have about 20% of our book, our portfolio, with First Nations in Canada.
That's fantastic. And with respect to cannabis, my personal story, we came in, you know, 2013, saw an opportunity, made an investment, first investor in M. Hardeen. We met in 2017. How'd you come into cannabis?
I'd say, being humble, but we're a blue chip portfolio manager in Canada, and really cannabis was not on our radar at all. A bunch of people around me here in Toronto said, well, I should go down and meet this gentleman called Rishi Gautam. He was had a great concept, a Marriott-type concept of managing cannabis assets. And so after quite a lot of prodding, I just thought we don't need to get into the space. I went down to see M. Hardeen and Rishi and his team. And really, the first question I had for Rishi was, what can we do with cannabis as it relates to First Nations? And that was the opener. And Rishi had this vision, and M. Hardeen had this vision that we shared, that in Canada, it is said by the federal government, we must use cannabis for economic development for First Nations. And that was my first question for Rishi and his team. How do you feel about that? Our view and the view of the institutions in Canada is that First Nations business is fantastic business. The response back from Rishi and his team was overwhelmingly, yes, we believe in that. And quite literally, we had a deal within a half a day. We share this vision. It's good for Canada. It's good for First Nations, but it's good for business.
And since then, you and I, David, we've traveled every nook and cranny of the country together. We've seen a number of different communities, chief and council. looked at a variety of economic development opportunities together. You know, fast forward to today, we have several indigenous communities signed up for cultivation, for extraction, for retail. Talk about that experience. Talk about that experience and also where we're going next, because there's a lot on the go.
Sure. Well, I have to kudos to GrowForce, MRDean, and Rishi and his team, because this is a whole new sector for them. And there's certain complexities when you're dealing with First Nations, you're dealing with a chief, you're dealing with a council, you're dealing with community members, and you're dealing with elders who are prominent community members. So there's a lot of layers to that structure, and it is quite complex. And Rishi and GrowForce really adapted to that very well, shockingly well, because I've been First Nations my whole life. This is a culture that I grew up in. I feel as comfortable in a sweat lodge as in a boardroom in corporate Toronto. But for others who haven't been down that road, it is quite daunting. So we started meeting with some of these First Nations. And the view that we take, and we think it's a proper view, and so we've taken it with GrowForce and with Bridging, is that you're invited into the community. We're not out trying to sell First Nations on cannabis. They contact us, and that's really the first volley. They say they have an interest. Usually they've had a community meeting or two. The chief and council has discussed it with elders, and then they invite you in. And when you look at that business model, again, good for First Nations, good for Bridging Finance, good for GrowForce, but when you look at that model, and you look at production and the advantages of having production in the First Nation, it's quite obvious. It's the jobs. And when you look at the jobs for First Nations people and the training that GrowForce does, they have something called MRDean University, and it's an online university to train people in the cannabis sector. That's powerful for the First Nation. What we often have here in Canada is a shortage of jobs for First Nations people. So we're committed to that. First priority would be jobs for the people and creating an expertise around cannabis and having a legacy asset. It'll be, as we say in First Nations world, you plan for seven generations ahead. And that's just not something we say. We live by that. And these generational assets will be around for seven generations. So that's key. But we've gone out coast to coast, and we haven't announced all of our partnerships, but we will. And they're significant. So as far as I know, when you look at a cannabis company in Canada or the United States, I think we're the only cannabis company being GrowForce that's partnering with First Nations. So really, for me and for Bridging Finance, it really checked all the boxes. It was incredible. It's an incredible story, and it's real. I mean, this is happening. And when you look at the retail landscape, to partner with First Nations, you have a certain leg up. You have an advantage because you're creating our laws, our bylaws, our codes around cannabis within the First Nation on the retail landscape. And that's significant that you'll have more flexibility in approach for distribution.
And the passion certainly speaks for itself. We have shovels in the ground. We'll be very excited to announce some projects here very soon. I'm on the road. David, you're on the road all the time. We talk to investors. We talk to stakeholders on a regular basis. I get the question all the time, what makes you guys so different? Folks have seen First Nations deals press released, some billion-dollar companies out there having joint venture projects and First Nations opportunities. Haven't really seen much other than a press release. Why are we different? Why is this? What's our secret sauce? How are we able to get this done? Well, how would you answer that?
Well, it's leadership. It's the leadership of GrowForce. It's the whole team and being accepting of working with First Nations. We understand the power in that and how it's great business for all. And when you look at Bridging Finance, I'm the CEO. I'm Indigenous. I'd lead the corporation. And since we started doing First Nations financing approximately 3 years ago, we've hired two other First Nations people to work with us. So we understand and are open to the culture. We understand that it's great business. We want to work with the people. And when you look at Bay Street here in Toronto, here in Canada, there's a lot of misunderstanding of First Nations and First Nations people culturally, government-wise, but when it comes to business as well. So the barriers to entry are people, having people who understand how to work with First Nations. Are we perfect? we're not perfect, but are we willing to learn? Yes, we are. And we spend the time. And we're on planes every single week. And I always say, you can't do this type of business sitting in a tower in Toronto. If you think you're going to develop a robust book and business with First Nations, be it in cannabis or any other sector, you have to be in the community. You have to be doing ceremony. You have to sit with the elders and talk about goals and aspirations. And each community is unique. So you don't learn this stuff in a textbook. It's about being on the road and being with the people.
Now let's fast forward 5 years and 50 years. So 5 years from now, what does this look like in your mind? 50 years from now, when the next generation takes over, what does this look like?
Well, in my mind, we're going to have assets that will be there for the rest of time, and it'll be a core part of economic development for First Nations. Goal of mine has always been to, with our partners, GrowForce, to have the first IPO of a First Nation or a collection of First Nations in Canada. That would be significant. And when we mention this, you have to dream big, but when we mention this to people, there's the naysayers. I believe we're going to do this because this is good business, and we have great partners in GrowForce who are going to manage the assets for the First Nations in partnership. So I think we have all the bases covered for healthy corporations, healthy First Nations to move forward. But the IPO aspect for First Nations is a tremendous goal, driven to do that, and to see First Nations really move and expand to the public markets is very exciting. So 50 years from now, the assets will be here. But what happens with jobs and producing revenue-producing assets is that communities, First Nations, will pour money back into their communities for jobs, for education, for infrastructure. And that's really what's happening. We're using cannabis, and it could be any other sector, but we have this opportunity with cannabis, and we're not going to see it. I don't think I'll ever see another opportunity like this in my lifetime, probably my children's lifetime. But we have this opportunity, and we're really seizing the day. But when you look at the health of First Nations and what we're doing in partnership with them, and be able to open up the schools using the revenue and the proceeds from our partnership, this is what really excites me.
Is there anything we didn't cover you wanted to talk about here?
Yeah, I think we've got it all. What about you?
No, I think this partnership has, we've accelerated so many things so quickly. And if you take a step back and really think about what have we done thus far, where is this going? It's massive. It's massive for communities near and far from where we're sitting here in downtown Toronto to bring this opportunity directly to the communities. And the combination of, you know, the bridging skill set, GrowForce's skill set, M. Hardeen as the global managing company. People need to understand it. People need to hear this message. It's quite powerful. So the more we do this, the more we're promoting the good work here that's being done is certainly very powerful. So I think we covered everything here today. David, thank you so much for being here in our office and sharing your view and sharing your story. You know, Cannabis Elevated is the best podcast series out there when it comes to really elevating the conversation with respect to what's going on in the industry. And we're pleased to have yet another great guest here with us. So we're signing off. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's it for this week's episode. Be sure to catch the next one at CannabisElevated.com or on your favorite streaming service. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for all things Cannabis Elevated. Thanks for listening.